Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, love muffins.
I, mother of my house, vow to keep my fucking mouth to myself. You make me smile. I vow to love thy hater.
No flicks, but the whole click snack. There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside. Love, die, hate you. Queen, mother, Madonna, Aaliyah.
Yes, yes, yes. And just like that, after a thousand moons, we are back. Another The B. Scott Show podcast. I know my love muffins have been, they have been on me. They have been DMing, emailing. I can't even leave a comment on the Shade Room. I left a comment on the Shade Room and they were like, hee-hee, when we get the podcast. So we're back and we're going to take this podcast nice and easy and nice and slow because we have a lot to cover and we're just going to take our time and work our way through all the stuff. I am, of course, joined by my right-hand man, Denver Blackwell.
Hey, everyone.
Saying the whole name today.
That's cool.
And I embrace it all. Also, my trusty producer, Brian Vasquez.
Hello, I'm still here.
You're still here. We're still on.
We're all still here. Thank God.
And I want the Love Muffins to know that it's been a combination of things that has caused us to, you know, have delays and not be producing. So it's not just me. It's kind of like a collective. Everyone has been living life and we have obligations and vacations to take. And so we're back.
Yeah, and think of it like a summer break, if you will.
Yes, no. Absolutely. And, you know, and with so many I've seen, there are a lot of podcasts starting up and there's a lot of podcasts ending. Mm. And so we're just trying to keep the train going.
You know? Correct. Because the last thing you want to do is burn out and then be like, you know, fuck it, we're done.
Forever. And peace out. We burn out. Know. Peace out. You know, I mean, you definitely have come close a couple of times.
You know.
Yep. You know, it's a long Mississippi road. But I am happy to be back today. We have a lot to talk about, have a lot to catch up with. I don't even know where to begin because it's just so much.
I don't either.
I think actually, I'm going to begin with Kimmel because that was really exciting.
That's a big deal.
It was a big deal. And for my love muffins who do not know, I appeared on my first late night show appearance was Jimmy Kimmel. And it happened like a month ago, I believe. It was like a month and some change ago. It's crazy how time flies by so quickly. But that was such a dream come true for me. When I got the call that Kimmel wanted me to come on the show. And I was just like, what? Because, you know, like I was thinking to myself, I was like, I am not promoting anything right now. Like, you know, what's going on? And they were like, no, we've seen your stuff and we want you to be on the show. And they specifically asked for me. And so I was just so excited because I grew up, looking at the Johnny Carson show. I remember sitting in front of the television and thinking to myself and, you know, all the guests were so glamorous and famous. And I was thinking like, you know, what would you have to do to get on a show like that. And even when the 20s after show came on, we did not get that type of outreach in regards to appearing on the late night shows that we would want. And so when it came along, it was just like so out of left field, it could be nothing but divine. And so I just immediately went into, okay, I got to be snatched.
Mm-hmm. And so, you were.
Thank you.
And I do have a question because I would love to know how you managed to get in that latex, whatever type of material. Did you have to like lube yourself up? Like, how did you get in it?
It was, you know, the crazy thing about it is that, well, number one, I did two-a-days for about a month to slim down to the point that I could even feel comfortable wearing something like that. Mm-hmm. And for my love muffins that listen to the podcast, you know that sometimes my body type kind of undulates. Sometimes I'm more muscular. Sometimes I'm thin. It just depends on, you know, where my expression feels like being at that particular moment. But I knew I had a certain vision of what I wanted to wear. And I knew that I needed to just like slim the fuck down because there's no way it's going to look right if I had everything that I was had going on, you know, when they called. But it was very difficult to get into. We actually sprinkled baby powder all in it. So that way I wouldn't stick. The main thing was just like, you know, even with a little bit of oil or moisture, it just becomes really sticky and you can't, you know, slide into it. So actually baby powder worked. I made sure that it was like, is baby powder carcinogenic?
Yeah, because you know those Johnson & Johnson lawsuits.
Right, I was like, wait a minute. So it was very difficult to get into. And then it was so hot. And I must say, I must commend the Kimmel staff because they are the best in the business that I have experienced. And I will not go back to be treated the way I have been treated to other places after experiencing such a high level of treatment.
I know that's
right. The guest room is amazing. I said I was getting hot. They brought an air conditioner for my crotch. Literally,
an air conditioner
for the crotch on top of the air conditioner that was in the room. I needed something in my crotch because it was so hot. It was so, it was like, you know how I get, Denver. I was like,
yeah.
I'm about to self-destruct.
Oh my God.
You know, the wig, the makeup, the outfit,
the latex.
A lot going on. But it was just, that morning I had prayed to God to allow me to be present. So many of these moments in my life, especially television moments, I sometimes just like, you know, the excitement, the adrenaline, the nervousness or whatever causes me not to really be there. Like not to be present, not to feel it, not to sit in it. And I said to myself, like, I have worked my whole fucking career for a moment like this, and I am going to sit in it. I'm going to be present enough to be like, I made it to this point. I don't even care, you know what I mean? However things play out from this point on, making it, even just to be a guest on a show like that, on its face, means that you have arrived.
I would agree.
And that's what it meant to me. I was present in that moment. I came out and, you know, all I remember is like I was walking, I twirled, I gave Sean Hayes a hug, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. And then the moment I stepped onto the actual stage, I actually heard a couple of love muffins saying, "B Scott, I love you." And then that's when I sat in it. I was like, I stopped. I raised my hands, I waved and blew a kiss, and then I sat down, fixed my little train, and I said, let's do it. It was great. I enjoyed it. And to sit there, and it just so happened that the week that I was on the show, Sean Hayes from Will and Grace was the guest host that week. And so to be able to sit there and to tell him how much he meant to me when I was growing up, as one of the first visible, openly gay men on television, was surreal. That made it like, it was no way for me to mistake it for anything other than being divine. I was supposed to be there. I was supposed to talk to him. And it was my moment. I enjoyed it. I was like, oh, with all the craziness and disappointment and death and this, that, and the other going on in this world. I was like, I have to cherish this moment because these moments is what allows us to keep going in the face of so much adversity.
Absolutely.
So it was amazing. I just like, it was an experience from start to finish that I would never forget. And I would never forget the professionalism of that crew and everybody. Everybody was on it. I can't even explain. Like, you know, you get so used to being treated.
Just having to make do with this. Yeah.
That when people treat you, bitch, I was like,
all this for me?
All this for me? It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And then I said to myself, I was like, if I kill Jimmy Kimmel, I'm going to go to Barcelona. And that was another big hurdle for me in regards to, I just, because of COVID, you know, I think monkeypox was just coming on the scene too. Mm-hmm. It's like, I was like, I don't know. I was like, I just stay, you know, stay my black ass at home. But I was like, no, I'm going to go. And I went and I had such a lovely, beautiful time.
It looked beautiful. It looked like the best time.
It was enchanting. And I stayed there for about a month almost.
It seemed like a long time.
It was a solid, solid moment. I did not want to come back. I must admit, I did not.
And I mean, I think I left, came back, and left, and came back, and you were still in Barcelona.
I was like, you know, I just don't want to come back. I just don't want to come back. But it was beautiful. It had a wonderful time. I ate at a restaurant. I'm not going to say the name because I think I would just butcher it. But it was a Michelin rated restaurant, and it was the top three in the world. And that experience was just amazing. My palate was not and is not has not expanded enough to be able to truly understand all the things that I was eating, but it was good.
So did you leave full though? That's the question, because you know sometimes at those restaurants they give you like a teaspoon of stuff on a plate, and they're like,
I did, because they had about 30 courses.
Okay.
So, by the end of it, I was like, I don't know. Okay. It was wines. It was this. It was that. And it was just amazing. I mean, I enjoyed it. I was there also celebrating one of my close friends. You know, she has a major announcement that's coming out later this year, as well as just, you know, she has a place there now and everything. It was just a beautiful situation and setup. And I felt relaxed. I felt totally at ease. And, you know, it gave me a better perspective on the possibilities of life too. I feel like, you know, when you're in Los Angeles and California and entertainment, you get so caught up in the bubble of how we exist here,
right,
that you don't even think about the very real reality that there's a whole other world where people are living, enjoying life in a much different way than we do here.
Correct. Like none of the shit we worry about here even matters over there. Absolutely. That's what's so crazy.
And they slow. They slow down.
I know what you mean.
They slow down. You know, they work, you know, as an afterthought almost. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think that, you know, it was a beautiful thing. And I will say the one caveat, though, I feel like I do wonder what my experience would have been if I wasn't a black person with money and American. Mm. Because they, you know, Europe and Spain and all those countries definitely have a racism problem.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where it came from.
they're the OG racists.
Yeah, they're the colonizers.
Correct.
But other than that, you know, I think that it was just amazing experience. I came back. I got myself together. I am, you know, really situated in my house. I am very happy to be here and, you know, in my own space where I can just, you know, if I don't want to see nobody, I don't have to see nobody. I don't have to interact with nobody. I don't have to be nobody's friend. Now I'm at a point, you know, and that leads me to something else. I don't care. I mean, this is how I feel. I have a friend moratorium. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Yes. I'm no new friends. I can't do it. Like, I hope that, you know.
And why is that? What brought this on?
I just don't have the energy. I'm tired of playing that game where, you know, I just don't have the capacity. It's like, it takes so much for me to make it through the day and to keep up with the close friends that I currently have and to be present for them and to you know, be responsive and all that type of stuff. Like, I just can't take on anybody else. It's no offense. And Love Muffins, you have to draw your line. I know there are some of you out there, because I used to be that way, where I was just spreading myself thin, trying to be there for everybody.
Trying to be everything to everyone.
And being nothing to myself. Mm. So yeah, I'm definitely, you know, just pumped the brakes on, you know, I had a couple of people that were trying to get close. I was like, I just couldn't. I'm like, sorry, it's not you. It's definitely me. And I just need to, I'm in a moment of just like self-preservation, because it's just so much going on in the world. It's okay. So much to make it through the day. All of us, no matter
all these
what
new
it
diseases,
is.
No new friends is probably a really good strategy right now.
It is. I mean, it is, because I mean, the friends I do have, they're ride or die friends and tested and proven, and it's great. But even with such good people in my life already, it's really difficult to keep up with everybody. And we all are going through it too. Like, don't get it twisted. It's like life, it has good and bad, has been, you know, affecting all of us. Mm-hmm. And I just have to draw the line. I was like, I just can't do it. Can't do it. And, you know, I hope that everyone understands that. And you have to make those decisions for yourself as well, you know. But where did you go? You said you came and went.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been so long. It's been so long. You know, I was in Mexico City, Flat American Pride for about a week. That was an amazing time. It's one of the biggest prides in the world. There are like over 1 million people all in Mexico City. And for me, with it being such a large pride, it was really sweet to see so many, not just members of the community, but they're like parents with their kids and young kids and toddlers. And everybody was just celebrating this pride together. And it was the first time that I had ever seen it on such a large scale. So that was really touching. I was in Palm Springs. You know, Jonte, he's doing this thing with Marriott Bonvoy. So we've been just in and out of a bunch of hotels creating content, which has been really nice. Never anywhere for that long. I think the longest I was gone was like maybe a week. And then we're headed to London and Mykonos here, I think next week, back again. So, you know, I've been around.
That sounds fun.
I've been on the site. You know.
That's what you got to do. Got to get around, I guess, while we can.
That's how I feel. I mean, everything is insane. I know you already mentioned monkeypox, but I mean, it's very real. And it's only going to get worse. And I just think that, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have gone where I went before this started popping off, because I think that after we have maybe like 3-4 more weeks until it becomes a real problem. Not saying it's not a problem already, but you know, when the alarms sound for everyone.
Yeah,
but goodness is, I've been vaccinated already, so that's a plus.
Absolutely. I think it's important to get all the vaccine. I literally, every time I go to my doctor, what you got for me? What can I have? What can
that's
I get?
Honestly how I feel, because you never know. Like, you know, next week, there's probably going to be something else.
Yeah.
I mean, not to sound all doom and gloom, but you just have to do what you got to do to protect yourself.
It's like, Mother Nature is like, it's too many damn humans on this earth. We got to get rid of them.
Okay. And I'd be damned if I like sit around in fear waiting for a lockdown and then they eventually lock us down. No, I need to be out.
Mother Nature said no new friends too.
Matter of fact, I'm going to bring back some old shit. Hey, don't we have polio? Was there a polio case? Smallpox.
No, it's more than just one case now. It's like an outbreak now in New York.
See?
I was going to go to Mykonos too, but I just decided not to, because I had such a beautiful experience in Barcelona.
Yeah.
I had seen, and you're going to have to guess, go and report back. And this is like your second time, right? Mm-hmm. You know, just like the price gouging and things that I've seen, and just like how packed the island can get.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, sometimes I like to be around a lot of people, and then sometimes I'm like, get the hell up off of me.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I just don't know if I want people to be, you know, in to be in a space where it's just crawling with people and the price is a thing. That's one thing I would say about Barcelona, that actually once you get there, everything was really cheap. Mm. Like you could have a full meal, four drinks, dessert, everything for like 30 euros.
That's good.
And that's like the equivalent right now, because the dollar and the euro is basically the same. That's like $30.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then you go to the price gouging that's going on in Mykonos, they're charging 30 euros for one drink.
Right. That was expensive. It is expensive.
And it's not necessary. You know, I think that it's just, you know, once you, you know, and that's also too, like when you hang out with people who are not from the States and, you know, like more international, they kind of give you advice that allow you to learn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, you live and you learn, and I hope you have fun over there in London and Mykonos and things of that nature.
$30 drinks. I'll be drunk.
And Brian, you went somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I went to Cambria.
Yeah. Where did you go?
Just a little bit up north, just a little bit before San Francisco, little ocean town called Cambria.
Wow. Okay.
That's cute.
Sometimes you got to keep it local-ish.
You know?
Yeah. I need.
Is that close to wine country?
Yes. It's pretty much smack in the middle right after Paso Robles.
Wow.
I've always wanted to go to Paso Robles.
Yes. It's gorgeous there.
Yeah.
I need to do that. I haven't done wine country. So I need
to. Supposed to be going in October.
Maybe we'll do it together.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea.
Right?
Yeah. Kind of a team building trip.
Live from wine tasting. That sounds dangerous.
That sounds fabulous. We need to find some sponsors. But yeah, so let's get into some of these topics that have been ravaging lovebscott.com. I started with the song today was Beyonce and Madonna, the Queen's remix of Break My Soul.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I think it's
for
great.
For me, I like that one, I think, better than the original. No shade.
Personally, for real.
It's just more. It's more fun. It's more playful. It's more interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm just happy for her. I'm happy for Beyonce. I feel like she kind of let loose on this album and had fun. I just saw some pictures of her from the listening party or a party she just had in general in New York. And I thought, I love to see this happy, giggly Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me happy.
She seems so much lighter.
Yeah. She seems free. She's mm-hmm. like she's enjoying her status and her wealth. You know, she's mm-hmm. just, you can just tell.
And those kids are a little older, so it's probably less work.
Absolutely. I also think that is, you know, the album, I love how it celebrates our community, the LGBTQ, I always mess it up, LGBTQ plus community. I think it's beautiful. I think that her honoring her Uncle Johnny is beautiful. And because so many times people take from our community and don't credit us and acknowledge the people who were the source of inspiration. And so I think that's beautiful. I don't have any issues with it. To me, it feels more like a remix album. And I love that, you know, because it's so many things that I find familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from music that I love. Like I love house music. I've been listening to house music basically like my whole life. Once I started to be able to listen to secular music, as my mother would call it. And I think that it's fun to me. It's music that I can listen to when I'm at the gym. I just add it right to my playlist and it just comes on in the mix of all the other house and club stuff I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And
it blends
I
really
absolutely
well.
Adore Honey Dijon, and I'm so happy that she's featured on two of the tracks from the album and also did a Break My Soul remix. She is legendary, truly legendary, a beautiful trans woman DJ that has made a name for herself all over the world. So that to me was as exciting as it was when I heard that, you know, Black Coffee had executive produce Drake's album because these are people that I listened to already. And I was like, okay, well, I know it's going to be good if these people are involved. And people have been asking me, you know, how I felt about the Khalif situation. I think Beyonce did the right thing. I think if someone has a grievance, regardless of the merit, I'm not going to get into whatever the case may be, just remove it.
Yeah.
You know, you're Beyonce. Take it out. And I would have done the same thing. You know, because I think we have done that in the past where people, you know, has said, you know, certain things, and we just like, just delete it.
Just get rid of it.
Just take it down.
It's not even that deep.
It's not even that deep. Just like delete it. Just keep it moving. And I appreciate that. You know, she also took out the ableist comment, right?
She did. She took out the word spaz.
Yeah, so that was removed. And I think anything that she was like, okay, bye. Okay. You know what I mean? Like,
you got a problem, problem solved.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's a beautiful project, and you don't want anything, regardless of the merit, to take away from that. And we have two other acts, right?
I mean, there are two acts. Whether they're both going to be music, like it's to be seen. Some people were thinking like the act two might be the visuals, and act three might be the tour, or we might get three different acts. One might be a country record, one might be rock. So there's a lot of speculation about what they are, but there are three. Hmm. So we shall see.
I was happy not to hear Jay-Z, though. I was like,
"Ooh." Oh, me too. Me too. I almost forgot about him until I saw him in those pictures today. I was like, damn. Just when I thought we were going to get a Jay-free era. Nope, there he is.
Like, thank you. He's not on one track. I was like, yes, yes. It's not that I dislike Jay-Z. I was like, can we just like unpair them a little bit, at least musically?
Visually, too. Just for the aesthetic. I'm sorry, I can't. I don't get club disco with Jay-Z. Those two things will never meet for me.
No, absolutely not. Mm-mm. And what else? Do you have anything else to say about the Beyonce stuff?
No, not really. Just because I don't want to stir up any shit. But I mean, I do think that, you know, a lot of people are quick to judge, and I think a lot of people are quick to make assumptions. And none of us are Khalees, and none of us know what has transpired that we didn't see. So I do feel like if she feels this strongly, then maybe, just maybe, there might be a reason. And we can't just dismiss her because she's talking up against Beyonce. That's all.
I would agree to that.
I'm not saying she's right. I'm just saying, you know, she might be, she might have a point somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Somewhere
well,
in there.
I would just say in general, like, Beyonce fans and Nicki Minaj fans, they're crazy as hell. So as far as I'm concerned, Beyonce is little baby Jesus in the manger.
You know what's crazy is I saw today Nicki's getting the Video Vanguard Award at the VMAs.
Yeah,
that was crazy to me. And I'll say it. I don't care. Crazy like, that was crazy to me. That's insane. For what video? Which one? I mean, and here's the thing. Like, I'm not shitting on her career, because Nicki, she is a legend in her own right. Her career, like, she's done so many things. She's great. She's an icon. You know, whatever else the people want me to say. But in terms of videos, I don't see it.
Yeah. You know, it's probably like, you know, these award shows, they want to, in order to secure you, they basically like, what do you want?
That's exactly what happened.
And it's probably one of those, you know.
The last video I remember, she was like splashing in a kiddie pool with a cookie. I was like, that's very legendary. But okay, MTV, go off. Again, I know the barbs. I mean, the barbs come for me once a month anyway, so I'm kind of immune to it now.
What is that? Oh, there's another thing they want me to talk about. The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes.
I hope you guys are ready for how I feel about this. I hope the Love Muffins. Are y'all ready, Love Muffins? We should have a drum roll.
Let me embrace myself.
I don't care.
Damn.
Don't care about this new season. It has done nothing for me. It has done nothing for me. That's probably the reason. Well, no, it's not probably the reason. It is the reason why we haven't run exclusives. I haven't, you know, I haven't shook no bushes. I haven't, or trees or whatever, for tea. I haven't talked to any of my sources. I'm just like, it's a return to sender season.
I mean, and also let's be clear, we kind of already spilled the season before the season happened. You know what right. I mean? Like there's really, like the season's so dry, there's really nothing left.
I just think that they should have stuck to the original plan, which was to do a drastic shakeup. Mm. And I'm just not here for any of it. I just don't think that it's giving what it's supposed to give.
I agree. And I think giving Marlo a peach may have been the single-handedly worst decision they've made over there in a long time.
Yeah. It's nothing. I will say there's nothing witty about her reads.
No, it's not fun.
It's not fun. It's just no, it doesn't go anywhere. It just gets stuck in the mud. And
you're about to say something else.
I'm not here for it. I'm just not, and it's not just her. It's just, I think it's just the whole, they need a drastic shakeup. They need something similar to what New York is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm like, and no, the answer is not bringing back old housewives that have been fired from the show. We don't want them back. They exited for a reason. You know, that they already did that a couple of times. Like, now it's time for just like some new blood. We need some fresh faces. We need new drama. We've heard the same. And even like when it comes to the back and forth, it's like the same disses. We don't even have anything new. Only thing you have is like new lows, like new, like, damn, I didn't think the person could go that low.
Okay. So you done gave your kids away? When?
So no, I don't. There is not. I left all the back and forth to all the other people who make a business specifically talking about Bravo shows. They don't have to worry about me. Because B. Scott ain't coming in with no exclusive tea about none of that. I'm not here for it. You know, I would rather watch paint dry.
Damn.
Yeah, it's to that point. Unfortunately, you know, I used to love Housewives of Atlanta.
I know.
But this season is just nothing about it to me feels authentic. Nothing about it to me seems any, I can't stomach it. I just can't. And I'm sure that a lot of people out there feel that way because the ratings reflect that. And I heard Kenya, she did an interview talking about, oh, television, everyone's down. No. Your show's down. And your show's down because it does not have the right cast. The ratings reflect that people are not watching because other shows on Bravo definitely have higher ratings.
Hello.
And it used not to be that way. But it is that way now because they just keep making the wrong casting decisions. And yeah, now it's gotten to the point where it just needs to be drastic.
I think so. I think
it's, you know, almost a point. I'm telling you, it's almost a point. Everybody can go.
Not everybody. No, everybody see, I like what they did with Miami. They kept like one or two of the OGs and then let some of the other ones come back around as friends, but then added new girls to the mix. Like, I liked that. So, I mean, I think you can keep, you know, Candy, obviously, Kenya, and then all of those sports teams down in Atlanta. Like, find some wives, find some people we don't know, find, you know, just fresh faces.
They pushed me happens. Too far. They pushed me too far with this one. They have been making the absolute wrong casting decisions for season after season after season, but they pushed me to the point of everybody can go.
That's cold.
Everybody get your wigs and get your shit and you can sign this time.
Lord.
It's time for people
to move people on. Calling you talking about, like, you trying to take me out of a job. They're going to come for you.
Come. I mean, it ain't even about that. You know what I mean? Candy will be fine. Candy has all like 11,000 projects going on.
Tis true.
Candy will be fine. She got her hair care products. She done made that coin for quite some time. I just feel like it just needs, like, I don't know. It just needs like what we had originally said in our exclusive, well, it just needed some new blood. They were looking for, and then every time they try to go do it, they like go the opposite direction.
Right.
Like, instead of new blood, they bring back some some old peaches. Shit. I didn't say I want preserves. I don't want peach preserves. I want a new fresh peach from the tree. So that's how I feel. I mean, I'm just not here for it. And they can go tell on the mountain. I know that we have quote unquote situations with Bravo and stuff, but I'm sure they know. I don't care about the reunion stuff. We ain't premiering on the site. That can go to the other Twitter places that like to take our shit anyway. Have it. Have it. B Scott is fed up. Until they bring in some new girls, I ain't got nothing else for them. Is there any other Bravo show you want to talk about? Because I know you're into all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm into Beverly Hills, which is, you know, a great season so far. I love Cherie's addition. Like, I'm hoping that they make her full time next season. I mean, that's really all I've been watching, really. Beverly Hills, The Girls Trip, I really did enjoy. I even enjoyed Phaedra on The Girls Trip, but I do not think Phaedra needs to come back to Atlanta or Dubai. Because what dawned on me is that in watching The Girls Trip, we like Phaedra because she's reactionary, right? She gives you the sound bites, she makes jokes, but Phaedra in and of herself is not that entertaining. She's actually quite boring.
Oh.
So, and that's all I got to say, really.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. Leave Phaedra where she is.
Yeah, leave Phaedra where she is. I would agree with that. And something I am looking forward to watching is House of Dragon.
Oh, here you go.
Very, very exciting. Hey, you better watch it. You better lay low. Like Whitney Houston said, you better lay low.
Damn dragons.
The House of Dragon, because I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. Like, Game of Thrones is literally like my favorite show ever. That and Downton Abbey. Yep.
Did you see the movie? Wait, didn't they just do like a movie? Like a Downton Abbey movie?
Yes, I did watch it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was great. Yeah, it's coming, House of Dragon, and it's a prequel to Game of Thrones, and it's all about the family that has the dragons.
Yeah, I'll probably give it a watch.
Right. Hmm?
I'll probably give it a watch.
You have to watch it. I think it's good. It's so good. It's it takes you away, you know, and the cinematography of it is just amazing. Like, you just like, you're like, wow, you like, every episode is literally like a movie. And so, I mean, that's coming. Yeah. I think it's August 22nd.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
Right around the corner. Ready. Like, I cannot wait. Because I honestly haven't been watching anything else. Like, I mean, like, nothing else has really been taking my fancy. Like, I was trying to watch that new series on Netflix, The Sandman.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
I'm trying to watch that, but I was like, I think either some shows you have to, like, from the beginning, you have to just really focus on paying attention, or you just ain't gonna get it, and then you gotta start it over. I think that's what I need to do with that one. Like, I gotta go back and.
Well, I did watch Uncoupled on Netflix with what's his name? Neil Patrick Harris and Tisha Campbell. Super cute. Really enjoyed it. Highly recommend. It's like 10 episodes of 30-minute shows, and it's really good. Super cute.
What did you think of Rap Shit?
Well, it's a show, you know, and it shows some things, and it's got Black folks in it, and, you know, shout out to Issa Rae, because I love the fact that she has another show on television, you know, and it's about rap and stuff. It's cool. No, honestly, like, I think we just finished episode 3, and, or maybe episode 4. I don't know, because Jonte watches it. I've been kind of going in and out. I didn't really care for the first 2 episodes, but the most recent episode, I finally kind of was like, okay, I see why people watch this. I don't know if I'm going to be one of the people who keep watching it, but I see why people do watch it, if that makes sense.
There's so much going on in the business. Like, HBO Max might not even be around much longer.
Listen, the way those rumors came out, and then the earnings call came, and they were like, well, actually, we're going to keep him. But if you listen to what he said, there are some cuts coming down the line, for sure.
Yeah, everything just seems to be in flux.
Right. Yeah. But I have seen really good things about
Warner.
What's Issa's other show? Sweet Life, like the reality one. I've seen really good things about that. So I haven't seen it, but I probably will try at some point.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, I don't know, so much going on. I see this. And speaking of cuts being made, I saw that Pete didn't make the cut. Kim Kardashian cut him from being her boyfriend. And then, like, as soon as the news broke, Kanye could not wait to post something on his Instagram. He posted that damn Pete had died. He said dead at 28.
And then at the bottom, he said Kid Cudi would perform at the funeral, but he's afraid of bottles or something like that.
It's just that level of petty that I wouldn't have time to be if I was truly a billionaire.
Me neither. But then, like, you read the reports after they broke up where they were saying that part of the reason why Kim and Pete broke up was because Kanye was making it difficult with the kids. And it just wasn't working out. And so to hear that and then to see Kanye's post, I'm like, oh, I'm sure he's been over there showing his ass this entire time. I'm sure he has.
He's just like a nuisance.
Yeah, I hate to say it.
And it's not my favorite person. Trump, in a way. It's similar to Trump. Like, nothing worse than a nuisance with money.
Speaking of, I saw a clip of Trump on Twitter, and I saw he has a new toupee.
Are you serious?
Yes. It was like a different color. It was like a brown. It was like teased up. I was like, what in the world? Then I looked at the date, because I was like, is this an old rally? Because apparently he's still out here having rallies. And I looked at the date, and it was for the day, and I was like, oh, my God. He's really trying to run again.
Oh, my goodness. It's like God is taking everybody but the right people. Like...
I thought maybe God is saving the right people from this bullshit. Maybe he's like, you don't deserve it. You don't have, you shouldn't go through this.
Let me just take you through paradise. Shit. Because I'll be damned. Well, I know like, where damn. I stand. We got to get, how can we get away from these old white people? These old white people are just monsters. They literally are like, what in the world? Like, where did you come from?
Yeah,
literally trying to take like women's rights away. Like, you know what I mean? Telling a woman what to do. Like, old white men are telling all the women in this country that you do not have dominion over your own body. That's how crazy
it has gotten. It's wild.
And if any Republican woman stands for that type of shit, I just don't know what to say. You know, like,
it's almost, it's hard to talk about. Like, it's so ludicrous. It's hard to even find the words, honestly.
It feels like it's the equivalent of like polio coming back. You know what I mean? It's in terms of like, we thought we had settled that.
Maybe.
And we settled that abortion is, you know, you can have abortion. It's the, you know, you have a right to abortion. That is the law of the land. Now it's like what? We don't have time to be going back and changing shit that we already has been the law of the land for decades.
I think this is when they said the again and make America great again. This is what they wanted. They wanted the again.
It's just foolish. And shit like the Republicans blocked capping insulin at $35. Like, I mean, you're just evil. That's like pure evil. Like, you know your constituents need insulin. You know, like, you know, and why would you allow these pharma companies? Well, we know why, because they take money.
Oh, you know why.
But like, they made it plain as day. Like, how, I mean, they're so bold. They didn't give no fucks. They're like, we're just going to block this. We're going to come together and block it so they can continue to charge whatever the hell they want. We're just completely unfair and disrespectful.
It is. But shout out to California and Newsom for saying that. I guess we're going to start making our own insulin pretty soon.
Newsom's getting ready to run for president. What?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He ain't playing. And and it's not like he's going rogue. The powers that be have already made their decision. I believe it.
Me too.
It's going to be a whoop-de-whoop-de-wop. Then first
the fact that he as governor of California, is running ads in other states, slamming their leaders. Like, who does that?
Right.
For what reason? They can't even vote for you unless you're going to run for president.
Absolutely. Much like how DeSantis is trying to do in Florida. Uh-huh. And I'm so happy that I did not decide to buy anything in Florida because I just could not. I cannot deal with any of that foolishness. I can't. Like, it's just the stuff that they are pulling in Florida and the news stories that come from Florida.
Right. I mean, between that and the sea levels, I mean, Florida's in for some shit in the next couple of years.
Oh, for sure. That's the biggest thing that's going to be affecting us is global warming. Climate change is about to wreck up some stuff. Like, it's about to literally destroy.
I think so.
I was in freaking Barcelona when the heat wave hit. Bitch, when I tell you it was a different type of heat. I was like, oh, okay. It happened right at the end of my trip. I said, okay, it's time for me to go. Okay. Mm. I was like, okay. Can you send somebody to help me with my bags, please?
It's too hot for me to carry.
Bitch, when the fucking AC turns on in the middle of the night, it's like, wait.
Yeah. I blast my shit anyway, but.
Nah, it was a different type of heat. And that's an issue right there, too. It's like a sick type of cyclical system where it's like the earth is getting hotter and temperatures are getting more drastic. And then people need more AC, which causes, you know, that you need power for AC, mm-hmm. which, you know, makes more greenhouse gases. And then it just like gets worse and worse. Because everybody needs like... And it's hot here in California, too. Don't get it twisted. It's hot.
It's toasting.
I walked outside. I was like, oh, this concrete about to burn my feet.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's nuts.
Because, I mean, I'm also not trying to be one of the people who have gotten COVID back to back to back to back either. So that's why y'all still ain't seeing me in the streets like that. Because I know some people like literally have it like every other day.
Sorry, that's not funny, but...
It's not funny, but it's true.
God damn.
It's like, you know, you're right. I didn't know you're it was right. possible.
You're right.
Like, I was like, no, I don't. I don't. And people look at me like I'm crazy. Like, I really don't. I just would rather not.
No, I feel that. Because it's not over. Despite the media moving on, it's not over.
No. With that type of mentality, it's bound to figure out a way to do something. And it's probably going to hit around cold season, flu season. You know, it is what it is. It's like we got to enjoy the good moments because.
Okay, and take them and don't squander them.
I saw that. I don't know. It's always something going on with the Kardashians in regards to Kanye and them. And then also with Khloe and them, too. Like, it's like Khloe just had a baby. So the surrogate just gave birth to her son. Mm-hmm. She's waiting to name the baby. Mm-hmm. Tristan was overseas, you know, hugging and kissing some other woman. Mm-hmm. Khloé was dating a private equity and investor. And that ended. It's like all these headlines. Like, I'm just like, what? Things I didn't even know. Did you know she was in a relationship with a private equity person?
They said that they had gone out on like a couple dates. And then that's the last I heard until I got the news. They broke up. So I don't know.
And then the Britney situation. So it's like all these sagas that's just going on. It's just like a never-ending like situation. Kevin Federline said that the kids decided not to go to the wedding and they don't want to see Britney right now.
Which the timing is so weird. Because
he has a job. He doesn't.
I mean, Kevin hasn't said anything about Britney or the kids in like 10 years. But now that his money's about to stop, now he wants to give interviews all of a sudden. That's weird to me. That's weird.
And his money going to stop because the kids are about 18.
The kids are grown and then the conservatorship is out. So Britney can actually go in and, you know, stop whatever kickbacks he was getting from Jamie. You know what I mean? Like all of the child support arrangements get to be revisited and all that shit. So.
What if Britney somehow, like a miracle, is able to come back and be Britney again?
Well, she has a song coming out in a couple of days with Elton John.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know what it's going to do. But I mean, I do hope that in some way, because we definitely won't get old Britney back ever, but I do hope that in some way she's able to pull it together enough to just have some like big welcome. You know what I mean? I just have a really good era, do some interviews, you know, and maybe after the book comes out in January, maybe that'll happen. But I do want that for her. She seems so sweet when she's not cussing out her family.
Yeah, it's just sad that certain things have played out the way it has.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, you know,
you never know.
All we can do is support her and be happy that she's free. And, you know, I do like the fact that she has a man in her life that defends her. And he also made it clear he has a job. So I'm not clear as to what that job is.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what it was either. I mean, I know he like acts sometimes.
Hey, models on occasion. He's a personal trainer, right?
I could be. I don't know. News to me.
And then Diddy was like, he has a new girl. Who was that girl that he accidentally showed?
Some fashion designer. I forgot her name, but she ran so fast. But it's so crazy because, you know, there was the whole like Diddy and Carisha thing. And then Carisha and the girl Gina, you know, they got into their spat over Diddy because I guess she was back with him. And it's the same Gina who he was seeing when he was back with Cassie. So she's still around. And then like a week after that, it was Diddy and the stylist girl who ran away. And I'm just like, I can't even keep up with all of the women in and out of Diddy's life right now. And then he's still on the internet crying about Kim and making songs crying about Cassie.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. Diddy's just going to do what Diddy wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And to his credit, in that interview with Carisha, he did say, I don't cheat. He said, I'm too old to be cheating. I just do what I want to do. And you're either with it or you're not.
Mm.
I was like, well, he's not lying.
And I think that is the way a lot of these men with money move. And it is what it is. If you interact with them, that's pretty much...
That's on you.
What you're going to be putting up with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Real bad.
Mm-hmm. But look, I don't blame Carisha. I really
that's
don't.
That's the best thing that came from that interview. Carisha that they did. Carisha. You said what?
I said, I don't blame Carisha one bit.
Yeah, I mean... I don't think she's taken any more serious than Diddy is.
Me neither.
You get what I'm saying?
Thank God.
I think she's
just around for the good time.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. If that's the arrangement you want.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you my ask. Right. These well, are things I want.
Okay. Put me on a yacht. But no, I was gonna say, unfortunately. Hello. Neo's wife didn't get the same courtesy.
Child. And they just got married the other day, didn't they?
You know, they got together and then got like filed for divorce and then got back together and then did all these like press runs talking about how they worked it out. And then come to find out he's been doing the same shit and fathered a child, allegedly.
Been laying it low and spreading it wide.
In the age of COVID.
Let me tell you something. It's hard for me because I'm so like, Neo is so not somebody that I find remotely attractive. It's hard for me to even think about. It's like a Ninja Turtle. It's like, I can't look at him.
My ego would take a hit.
You got the nerve to be like that? That's how I feel about Neo. You may be happy somebody wants your ass. What do you mean? What people will do for some money, honey.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we were trying to avoid it or not, but we have to address your girl Wendy.
Oh,
and her, you know.
I didn't know where you were going to go. I said, Lord, who are we about to talk about?
Oh, no. Oh, nothing crazy.
Wendy.
Something's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not good.
I mean, it's clear what's going on. It's like she is not with us. And she's, you know, she's basically mentally incapacitated. Like she's just not, it's not right. Every time you see her, she's, you know, one video was her sleeping in the store. The next video is her, you know, hanging out the window of the car, showing some ring, talking about she's, you know, implying that she's married. Then a story came out that she's married. Then her manager guy or whatever said she wasn't.
Her former jeweler turned rep. Because he was her jeweler not too long ago. And now he's her rep.
Yeah.
And it's a different rep than the rep who was reaching out the last time she was in the press, talking about podcasts or what have you. It's just, there's something very, very bizarre happening over there.
Those initial reports about her that were, that was coming out are true. It's obvious something is wrong and she's having a hard time remembering things. And it's just, she's mentally compromised.
And she keeps kind of like reciting the same talking points over and over and over again.
It's so sad.
It is.
That's all I can say. It's just like, it's a, what a horrible way to go. You know, just, and go out in general, like your career as well as whatever. It's just not, it's not a good way. Like, you know, not being able to command, have command of your mind, especially when you're a person like Wendy Williams, who's known for her banter and her wit, to not have those at her disposal anymore. It's just, it just really sad.
Yeah. I mean, and I feel like everybody around her is failing her.
Absolutely.
And she's being taken advantage of by everyone.
On all levels.
Absolutely.
On all levels. If she had real friends, she wouldn't be in the streets like that.
No.
Or she can't speaking. Walk. Barely, she can barely walk. It's not. It comes to a point where it's just like, you know, it just makes you cringe.
Very much so.
Like, can somebody, anybody, step up and help this woman? And it's just like, you know, I just think that the, unfortunately for Sherry Shepherd, is just her being attached to this situation is always going to kind of loom over her show. And I hope that, you know, she can break free from it, but it's just, it's such a, you know, all of it is just a lot to deal with.
And nobody really wants to talk about it. Like, I notice every time we run a post or, you know, talk about what Wendy said or her appearance, like a lot of the comments are, you know, well, she's Wendy, she can do whatever she wants, she's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong. She's just taking a break. This is just who she is. But there's very clearly something wrong. And until people start actually talking about it or acknowledging it, it's going to allow the cycle of whatever's taking advantage of her to continue. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, everything can't be good. It's not good. So why are we pretending like it's good?
And if we don't, if somebody does not step in and do something to try to right the ship, we're going to be waking up to a different type of headline.
Absolutely.
And that's unfortunate. And that's not something that we wish upon her or anyone else, but it's just like the writing's on the wall. It's like, you know, you get to a point where you see a person literally
deteriorating
and crying for help. Basically, it's a cry for help and no one's hearing the call. It's just, you know, it's disturbing. Just like, it's a lot disturbing. And, you know, also something that's disturbing too is Irv Gotti. Irv Gotti got the nerve after all these years to get up there on Drink Champs and basically talk about his relationship and sex life with Ashanti. Like, what? Like, you, he came from, like, I mean, it's further than nowhere. Like, he ain't nobody checking for Murder, Inc., Irv Gotti, any debt. Any debt. And then out of nowhere, here he is. Beyond nowhere. He's beyond the nowhere. And here he is talking about that. Like, he's doing something. And then I heard people saying, is this true that he was married the whole time?
Yes.
Oh, throw it all away. Throw it all away.
Like, the audacity.
The audacity of no hope. Like, it's just sad. Like, the best thing you can do, your claim to fame is to talk about you having sex with one of your artists.
Right. To promote, I guess, some documentary that Ashanti's not even involved in.
Give Ashanti her masters back.
Hello?
How about that?
I thought she might be getting her man back.
Her. What'd you say?
I said, I thought she might be getting her man back. I saw her up there with Nelly.
I did. He made a joke.
On that stage.
He said, I got some tickets. Some front floor seats. You know, because he said, Irv Gotti said that's how he found out that she was in a relationship with Nelly, was they were sitting courtside at some game. And so Ashanti recently performed with Nelly. She sung Body on Me with him at a concert. And then as she was walking off, he said, you know, I got some seats. I got some floor side seats.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. It's just
too much. It's
just way too much going on all over the world. Have we left any of the pressing topics that people want us to talk about?
You know, we've been bombarded with so many. I'm trying to sift through.
Anne Heche is riding around terrorizing the streets, drunk.
Who?
Anne Heche.
Oh yeah, that's just awful.
Literally, like you see her on multiple cams zooming, zoom. She's like in like residential neighborhoods, litty in the city.
That white privilege, I tell you.
Then runs into a house, almost burnt the damn house down, almost burnt herself up, almost hit a pedestrian. And then you have the other case of the woman who, because she broke up with her boyfriend and she got drunk because she was upset, killed 6 people.
That was the most shocking thing I had seen in a long time.
Literally, it was like Back to the Future. You know, the Back to the Future, and they leave like the fire tracks.
Yeah. And she got the nerve to be alive.
She's,
I mean, bitch, how dare you? How dare you survive? How dare you?
A mother that was pregnant, a pregnant woman, and from what I understand, a pregnant woman and 5 other people. Mm-hmm. But total of 6.
And the pregnant woman had her infant in the car. Also.
Jesus.
Dead.
Jesus. Because you upset about your man, no, won't you? Lord. So you see why I stay inside.
People are going through it. People are going through it.
I thought I was going to slap this man in the gym today.
Why?
I almost forgot this story. Because I'm sitting there on my little bike doing my own thing. It's like 10 bikes in a row. Of all the bikes, where do you think he sat? Right next to me. And then got the nerve to proceed to get on a call.
Oh, no.
And that's exactly what I said. I said, oh, no. I said, excuse me. Excuse me. Can you please scoot down if you're going to have a call? And he's like, I don't see how it could. I said, please. Just move down. And he got up with an attitude and everything. Took his call. He didn't move down. He went outside, came back. And I hear him huffing and puffing.
As they did.
His booty stank. There's a lot going on. And I was like, I'm not getting up off my machine. I'll just listen. I just smell his booty. It was bad.
Yo, there's something going on with that too. Because there are more and more people. And I don't know if it is the heat or people just not caring. But the must that has been in the gym lately is out of control.
Unparalleled. It's unbearable. Must and sour booty.
I don't understand it.
If we know like, what
I
just, it is.
I don't get it.
You know what it is?
What?
I think a lot of men don't wipe their asses. And when they get to working out, if they get to working out, the sweat activates.
I'm going to tell you, there's this man walking in front of me the other day. Outside in the parking garage, leaving a trail of must in his path. Outside in the open air. Do you know how much you have to be for the wind to go around? Like the wind couldn't even blow it away. The wind was like, I'm not touching this. And left it for me to walk in.
Mm-hmm. And you work out of the gym, kind of like downstairs in a basement.
Yeah, but this was outside in the open air. I said, no wonder why COVID spread. People like you, this thick ass must and these droplets everywhere you go. It's terrible. It's just, like, I almost wanted to report him to the front desk. Like, do not let him come back here.
And I'm sitting there today. The first thing I thought about, I was like, damn, I went hard on Will Smith talking about you can keep your hands to yourself and dollars is not key.
See?
And the baby?
Whole rocks hands thing.
Baby, if that man would have said something else,
yeah,
they would have been like, slapping. I would have slapped a ton upside his head. And then one of my friends had texted one of my friends about it. He's like, it's not worth the legal fees. I said, you're right.
It's not. But speaking of Will, what do you think about his? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. What?
No, I can say. Speaking of Will, what did you think of his video apology?
He could have kept it.
Okay.
Could have kept it. It was so well produced. It was like so. It was a cinematic masterpiece.
I just feel like I just don't. For all that, you should have gone to the red table.
Yeah, and also it shouldn't took that long.
That too.
I mean, it's still something about all of it is just not right. He should have just kept it because, I mean, he's apologizing when he felt ready. When he did the work he needed to do. Okay. But you slapped somebody like months ago.
Yeah, but I will say, in all fairness, Chris Rock is still talking about it too. I mean, they're both kind of, you know, keeping it alive.
I just say this, and I'm going to repeat this, and just for people who may not have heard it last time. If you hear something about somebody slapping me, check the nearest jail. That's all I got to say. Because if somebody slapped me the way he slapped him, he looked like he could have slapped a tooth out his mouth.
Not the tooth.
Talking about Back to the Future. That was a Back to the... In no way. That type of slap make you pee on yourself.
Like, oh my God.
You be like, damn. And then you're going to sit up there and have multiple camera angle apology and narrate. It was narrated.
I mean, he is a professional. We can't ever take that away. Yeah.
That's like he knew he and like just like he said, I think he said during the thing, he said, be based upon our history. You remember, didn't he say that? He said something about he made a decision based upon our history. I'm sure as hell you did. Because you knew if you slapped the right person, like me, I would have been slapping you and everybody. I would have got him. I would have went over to Jada. Like, baby. 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 People would be like, B. Scott lost it. Will Smith slapped B. Scott and B. Scott lost it. He was beating everybody. No, he could have kept it. And I'm tired of it. You know?
He hasn't really, like, now that I think about it, he hasn't really been out.
Who will? Mm-hmm. He better have security too, because I'm pretty sure somebody might slap him. You know, people are crazy. People, you know, I mean, a random Chris Rock fan may slap the shit out of him. And I'm tired of seeing Will all that. It's like Will has been looking like that long faced, sad Will for quite some time. He looked the same way when he was up there talking about August Asino.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's just making all of this is aging him. And he just, you know, like we just get it together.
Bless his heart.
Get it together. You want to go slap? You want to go somebody you can slap? You really want to go slap? Is the man that was dicking down your wife?
Ooh.
That's the reality. Oh, you slapped the wrong person.
All right. Well.
Yeah. That's why you're mad. Everybody saw it. Didn't August Asino's news leak, right? I think that leaked. I remember a big old piece of meat.
Yeah, there was a meat. Yeah.
A big old piece of meat. That's why you mad. Go slap that meat. Go slap that sausage. Because he was slapping Jada. But anyway, on that note, I think that was a great place to end it.
Just end it on slapping meat. Yeah.
I want some meat to slap me. I mean, no, think about it. Come on. Yes, Love Muffins, I thank you for listening to us. I thank you for our patience you've had with us and vice versa. I still want you to go and leave good reviews on iTunes and all the other places. Is it still called iTunes?
Apple Podcast.
Apple Music. Okay, there you go. Apple Music.
And Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcast. Okay. And everywhere else. And make sure you subscribe and tell a friend and things of that nature. And, you know, we will be coming back as soon as possible, as much as we can, given that it's still summer. And just like you guys have been outside. How did Beyonce say it? You ain't outside. That outside? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So y'all have been outside and we are outside too. Or kinda. I mean, I'm outside-ish.
Yeah. I've been outside.
It was a lot of people, everyday people. Did you go?
No, I didn't go. Not for any reason. I just
are they at a fairground? Yeah. Where did they have it?
They are in South LA.
Oh. Anyway, so thank you, Love Muffins, for thank you, Love Muffins, so much for listening to us and supporting us. And we'll be back as soon as possible. And until next time, double kisses. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on lovebscott.com. We'll be right back.